Live from downtown Woodward, it's the Woodward Boomers Coaches Show on News Talk Sports Z92. The Woodward Boomers Coaches Show is brought to you by High Plains Tire. And now, here's your host, Tyler Riggs.
Hello and welcome to the December 13th edition of the Boomer Coaches Show. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we are live at Long Shots as usual. And Dakota, kind of Christmased it up a little bit. I don't remember these decorations last week. Maybe I just didn't observe it very well, but got the Christmas spirit going here at Long Shots.
The holiday spirit, getting closer to that big day of opening presents. All looking forward to.
What presents are you trying to get to?
Probably a tractor, new tires. Expensive stuff.
I would say you got some high goals. High goals. I'm at that stage where it's just like, hey, clothes I'm good with. You know, as a kid, you're like, nah.
I agree.
You get the socks, but, you know, you get to the older stage, it's like, whatever, we'll just take the clothes. But we're rolling along in the basketball season. They had a full week of action. Competed, of course, in the Winter Classic. Made the road trip to Dodge City last night in the Kansas for a couple of good games. In the Winter Classic on the girls' side, ultimately finished fourth, going to 1-2 in the event. Defeated Clint on day one, but then he fell to a really good Glenpool team, came up to be the eventual champion of the Winter Classic. And then Weatherford, of course, we know how good they are, and we just couldn't quite get past them in the third game. But we saw some interesting performances, some girls stepping up, and of course we'll be able to talk about that tonight. And then last night for the girls against Dodge City, a great road win, getting the second one of the season, and got it 57-44, kind of really took it to Dodge City, and were able to pressure them, it seemed like, throughout the entire game.
Yeah, we were. It was a kind of back and forth there in the first half, but once we had that one timeout, Coach Moore kind of went on a run. Our Boomer girls locked down on defense, and we got the job done. You know, we played a lot of basketball over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, no, and that's what you want before the break, right? Kind of see where you're at before you get to that winter break, and then go in and make those adjustments on the boys' side. And by the way, the girls now 2-4 on the season with that one last night. The boys sitting at 1-5, and on the surface that doesn't seem great, but man, they played a really tough schedule. You go up to the Winter Classic, you lose a heartbreaker day one to Kingfisher. Day two in the consolation bracket, you're taking on a Guymon team. You've got them kind of on the ropes, and Guymon showed some resiliency and brought it to overtime and were able to take it there. And then finally day three, you got that big win. You got that first one on the season, first one for Coach Gaines against Clinton. And the guys, I think, Dakota, talking with them before last night against Dodge City, it seemed like they took away some confidence from that tournament, as they should. I mean, there were spots where they played really well, and now you just got to learn how to finish those games.
Yeah, we talked about, the guys not being too happy of the first couple of days in that tournament to get that win over Clinton, and that kind of shifts the momentum a little bit going into Dodge City. Lose another close one to Dodge City, but, you're back on the back at home for this Tuesday game, or Friday, Saturday game.
Saturday, yeah. I don't know where you're at. Yeah, I mentioned the boys last night against Dodge City. It's one of those deals where Dodge City just kind of kept the control the entire time. Boomers were able to get it close, got within one, just couldn't get over the top. Unfortunately, Dodge City had a couple good athletes. We'll talk about that, of course, with Coach Gaines and a couple of players you mentioned ahead. Saturday, the Boomers will take on Elk City at Boomer Fieldhouse. So home game, 1 o'clock, kind of an afternoon, if you will. Come watch some basketball. That will be an interesting contest. You can see Elk City for the first time this season up close and personal. And then Tuesday, last game before the break, home again against Clinton. So you'll see the Tornadoes one more time before the break, and then you'll go off into the break with the chance to make some of those adjustments, kind of see where you're at on things. We do want to thank, of course, High Plains Tire, sponsor of the Boomer Coaches Show. It is where your dollar goes further. Great partners with us, not only on Z92, but just in the community. And Long Shots, as always, for hosting the Boomer Coaches Show. Can't do it without them. Great place to get you a meal, family atmosphere, TVs, plenty of TVs up, trying to watch a game or some of that nature. And they, otherwise, just come out and enjoy some good food, some good service here at Long Shots. With that said, we will step aside for first break, and on the other side, we'll get to talk to the sophomore, Lexi Mendel, and the senior, Riley Douglas Fisher. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
You tackle an endless to-do list every day. It may seem like a thankless job, but you know better. It's the little things that matter most. That's why you'll appreciate the enduring value of the Michelin Defender Tire. Designed for doers like you, Michelin's longest-lasting tire keeps you on the go longer, so you have one less thing to worry about on your next road trip. Stop in today for miles of uncompromised safety and performance. Visit your local Michelin dealer, High Plains Tire, at 2220 Main in Woodward.
Possibilities are all around us. Everywhere we look, we see opportunity in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action in communities all around the world that we call home. Like transforming an old bus to feed hungry children, or providing life-saving equipment to those who need it most. From fighting disease to rebuilding schools, together we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm gonna help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92. Dakota Wagner and Tyler Riggs with you as we're joined by our first guest tonight, the sophomore Lexi Mendel and the junior Bradley Douglas Fisher. I'm trying to graduate her early. I don't know why that is. But good to have you guys on tonight. Excited to hear from you because, you know, you two especially have, in your own rights, have, I think, made your mark in the early season so far for this team. Lexi, with you, you know, whether it be off the bench or, you know, last night you got the start, seems like they kind of fed you a little bit, you know, and you were able to get some buckets off that. And then Briley, you, not necessarily taking a back seat role, but it seems right now you have to be a little bit more in command of things in the offensive set. So you're facilitating a bit more, doing a great job with it. So going back to the Winter Classic, obviously for both teams, got the first wins of the season, played some really good teams. Guys took care of Clinton to start. Then you got some more tough tests in Glenpool and Weatherford again. So how'd you guys feel about that Winter Classic, how you played, some of the things you did well, maybe some of the things you guys looked to improve on out of it?
Our Glenpool game was pretty bad. We played pretty bad. We could have done better.
Okay.
But I think we played pretty good against Weatherford.
Right.
We shouldn't have enough offensive stuff going. Like, it was, I feel like it was certain people doing certain stuff and then some doing not, like, as much.
Right.
So, like, it obviously is not going to work. But personally, like, I feel like I tried to give it my all at least, like 110% most of the time. So.
Well, and you go to last night, guys, good road test in Dodge City, a team that generally is going to be pretty fundamentally sound, things of that nature. But you guys were able to really pressure their guards. They didn't really have a confident ball handler, it seemed like. Was that kind of the key to success last night? You feel like just that defensive pressure led to a lot of success?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our defense has came such a long way, I feel like, just from the start.
Okay. Lexi, looking at you, we just talked about how, you know, some early season big performances, up over 20 points a couple of times. It seems like you're playing with some good confidence. What do you attribute that to right now? I mean, whether it be off the bench or starting, you filled in this into some big moments. Tough question, I know.
I try to, like, start off strong, because if I don't, then I just won't play good. Like, I have to start off doing something good to get me going.
Okay, so you look to start fast. Got that. Even off the bench, you got to stay hot, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you feel a lot more comfortable maybe in the system this year now that you've had another year under your belt?
Freshman year was kind of scary, just high school. I don't know why, but...
In general?
Yeah.
Are things maybe slowing down for you on the court? Does it feel just like you're a little bit, you could handle a lot more on that in that sense? Okay. Briley, for you, we talked a second about you maybe offensively being a little bit more of a facilitator. Yes, you know, you get your looks, whereas last year they kind of had to go to you in the post and really feed that. How would you describe your role this year so far offensively? What do you feel like is your job, you know, within this system?
To rebound and put them back up. I feel like that's what I'm best at. I mean, okay. I can shoot sometimes outside. It's not going to go in all the time, but that's my biggest thing is rebounding. Like, that's my goal, like, every game. Like, it's to just rebound and put the ball back up.
It's going to be tough inside, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How are you trying to help, you know, we've talked about early season a couple times with a few of your teammates, just everybody not necessarily learning new roles, but now without Thesley, without Avery, you know, a lot more is up for grabs mm-hmm. in terms of who's going to lead things. How have you tried to maybe to fill that gap along with the seniors like Riley Moore, Jocelyn Treese, you know,
yeah.
how have you tried to step up in that?
I've definitely tried, and I feel like in practice, I feel like I'm one of them, like, that's, like, talking the most, like, encouraging the most, like, letting people know they're doing a good job, and I feel like that's, like, my biggest, like, thing that I do, so.
Just try to vocalize maybe uh-huh. some of that
yeah.
support.
Yeah.
Now, how much would you contribute that to being more confident doing that this year because of softball season? Obviously, you guys had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
You're a part of that. Do you feel like that kind of helps you to vocalize easier, you know, because you guys were...
I mean, yeah. I mean, some of those freshmen came to basketball, so, like, yeah. they already know, like, what's coming from me anyway.
Right.
And, I don't know. You can't be, like, too picky on the freshmen, but sometimes I am.
Okay. But. Well, the boys were talking last week that apparently the freshmen, not necessarily disrespectful, but they're a little bit more confident maybe than previous
groups.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you feel that way with the girls
no.
freshmen?
I mean, yeah. Kaylee has a lot of confidence. I'm here for
Kaylee
it.
Mills.
I'm here for it. Some of them are still, like, a little shy, but, I mean, it's your freshman year. It's
right.
going to be like that, so it's okay.
Okay, okay. Lexi, back to you on this. And this could be – it could be basketball. It could just be maybe as a student or what may have you. What's the biggest change from you or for you from last year compared to this year?
I feel like all my classes have been the same, not too hard. Basketball, I feel like I've gotten a lot better. I play summer ball with a travel team, and so I feel like that has helped me a lot.
What were some of the things maybe you really wanted to focus on playing summer ball? Was there something you specifically said, okay, I want to get better at this by the end of the summer?
I was just trying to work harder on, like, defense because I am, like, I am good at stealing, like, because I have quick hands. And so I was just trying to, like, steal it and then get layups off
okay.
of that.
Okay, so working on the defense. Riley, for you, obviously, a lot of different sports. Softball kind of like a main focus in that sense. But what for you has been maybe the biggest change from last year to this year? You're junior a little bit more now, kind of in the upper levels of the high school side of things. What's the biggest thing for you that's changed?
I can't really just, like, look for Thessaly.
I love the Oscar.
I feel like last year we worked pretty good together. I mean,
yeah.
everyone worked good with her. I mean,
right.
like, you have the ball and you know what to do with it. You just give it to Thessaly. So, I mean, that's definitely been a different change. But I feel like we've, like, gotten comfortable with it and figured it out for the most part.
Do you think, as a whole, just knowing now that everybody's going through that phase of, okay, you know, we can't just give it to Thesley anymore. We've got to actually kind of work on some of that stuff. We've seen some great set plays out of you guys early season that result in some good buckets. How do you feel like the team's grown in that sense? Do you feel like they're really starting to get more comfortable on the offensive side of the ball working
yeah,
together?
I feel like we all trust each other.
Okay.
So I feel like, I mean, yeah, we all trust each other.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, that's the least to it.
Chemistry-wise, where do you think this team is compared to maybe last year's group? A little different. Do you think this team has better chemistry, or is it still kind of in progress?
I feel like it's in progress. I mean, we still have a long season ahead of us, so
yeah.
I feel like it'll get there, though.
Okay, okay. School-wise, Lexi, you were touching on a little bit. Class is kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's repeatable, I guess, in the sense that now you're used to it. Is there something you're enjoying more about your sophomore year compared to freshman year, or you just kind of – you know, still working through, I'm figuring out this high school thing.
I'm taking, like, most of the same classes, just, like, one higher.
Right, yeah.
But my science class is a lot better this year. It's
oh,
a lot
okay.
easier. A
lot easier, okay.
And I have Mr. Mattingly, and I'm enjoying him as a teacher.
Always helps when you got a good teacher. You enjoy it, for sure. Riley, you're in that critical junior year. A lot of people dread it, run from it, try to hide from it, because it's picking up the bigger classes and getting things set for the future. How do you feel like you're handling your junior year high school student-wise?
Well, I don't like school in general, so, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. It's not super hard.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just struggling with math.
Math is not fun. I
got a good grade on my math test today, though, so.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But it's been overall fine.
Good. And finally with you guys, looking forward to that break. You know, is there some things you're going to do over that break that you're looking forward to? It doesn't have to be basketball per se or sports-wise, but how are you looking forward to the Christmas break?
I'm going to just spend time with my family and friends and not worry about school.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And that's probably it. I don't think I'm going anywhere special besides, like, my family out of town.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just staying home.
Just staying home,
not
chilling. Riley's like, I'm good.
No, literally. Gosh, I do not like school.
Is there any favorite things that we want for Christmas? Like, anything that we're asking for this year?
My Sephora package.
Oh, there you go.
My phone recently broke, and so I was going to get this phone for Christmas, but I got it early because, like, my other phone was, like, not working at all. So it was kind of ruined, but... I was still happy.
Early Christmas.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with taking care of the phone. Nothing wrong with that. Well, girls, one more finally. I'm sorry. I apologize. What is maybe the biggest thing, either individually or as a team, you guys want to be able to work on over the break and the couple chances you get? What's something that you feel like you really want to work on over that time?
I feel like my shooting is decent, but I feel like I could do more.
Okay.
To be more consistent, because I missed 3 layups last night, and they were.
We weren't going to mention that. We're just going to highlight the 21 points. That's all we were going to do. So.
Not turning the ball over. Holy moly! Goodness sakes.
That's fair. That's fair.
Getting started with that.
So some better consistency from both groups, just in different areas. Well, girls, hey, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you hopping on and look forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was the sophomore, Lexi Mendel, and the junior, Briley Douglas Fisher, with us for the girls basketball team. We'll step aside for a break. That'll be the head coach up next, Lacey Moore. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshot's offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshot's Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Longshot's Bar and Grill.